Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of Season 2 of SOTS Watch.
It's a whole new year!
Woo!
Happy,
we did it.
A whole new year. We're back, and we're badder than ever.
I was pretty bad.
Well, just you wait.
Happy 2019, everybody.
Thanks. we picked up right where we left off at the end of the year.
It's good. I was really worried we would lose our quick repartee over the break, but nope. Perfectly intact.
Alive.
We got it. We got it on lock yet again. I'm Aaron.
I am Ben.
I'm Doug.
And folks, you know the drill by now. We're drinking and we're talking movies. What movies, you ask? Oh, I'm glad you asked. I didn't hear you ask. I'm just pretending that. We're talking about our favorites from 2018 and also some of our favorite upcoming movies for 2019.
Mm-hmm. Our most anticipated.
Most anticipated
movies.
Is a better way to put that, yes.
They might be our favorites.
Well, I'm looking forward to some of them.
I've got the top, the 10 that I think are going to make the most money. I've got a list of the ones I'm most excited about. I've got some honorable mentions that I think aren't going to do as well as they should do. And then I've even got a list of like, why the hell are these movies being made? But.
Oh.
You're talking about 2018's Robin Hood right now?
That would be a good for example. Yeah. Yeah.
I know what you mean though. There are certain movies, you see the trailer and you're like, no one wants to see that. And not that it looks bad necessarily.
Yeah, no, exactly.
No one's going to care.
At best, it's a money grab. At worst, it's like, are you trying to lose money? Why did you make this movie? But we'll get there. We'll get there. Mm-hmm. Let's start where we always start. Aaron, what are you drinking?
Well, today, I've got me a Smittix Red Ale.
Yes.
Don't believe I've had one on the show before, but I've had plenty.
Just before recording tonight. I've had plenty.
Yeah, what of it? What's the problem? I've had like so
the
many.
The show means habitual drunkard.
Anyway. Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Doug, what are you pouring down your gullet?
I am having some Brickway IPA, which I think I had.
I think you
I might
did.
Have actually had last time, but I've had recently. I literally have just been sitting here drinking Brickway IPA for a month. But no, I had Zipline IRA earlier, and I had some really good stuff over the break. I had Cosmic Eye here in Lincoln has a beer called the Famous Golfer, which is a beer version of an Arnold Palmer lemonade and iced tea, and it is delightful. Ooh. Especially if you like sours. It's a really, really good one.
I like
a little,
that.
Little plug for that beer that I had a couple weeks ago.
So Gina and I had a holiday party recently, so I am drinking the leftover beer because we overbought. I'm drinking a Sam Adams cream stout.
Hell yeah.
Nothing wrong with it. It's a nice cream stout.
Ah.
It could be a little more of anything, really. It's kind of middle in the road. It could be a little sweeter. It could be a little more bitter. It could do any of those things to distinguish itself, but it chose not to.
So it's just sort of fine.
Yeah. I mean, here's how I treat a lot of Sam Adams beer. It is like the intro vehicle into any new like class of vehicles in a video game, right? It's like the first scooter you get in Mario Kart. So you're like, oh, okay, I get it. This is kind of why you like a scooter. And then you get the more exciting scooters later on.
So you start with the red cart, stable, not as fast. But then you upgrade to the Bowser cart when you really
there you
to
go.
Run people over.
See, that's what like,
I like that.
Exactly.
Sam Adams cream stout is like the red cart of cream stouts. And then like Left Hand Brewing's cream stout is like, I don't know, the Hyrule cart.
Ooh, that Left Hand.
Mm. But it's, I mean.
They're the ones with the milk stout that's really good.
Yeah. I guess it is. Yeah, it's a milk stout. Milk stout, sweet stout, cream stout, I believe are all interchangeable. Milk and sweet definitely are, because what makes a sweet stout sweet is milk sugar, because yeast can't eat lactose. So milk sugars are one of the few sugars that will actually remain in a beer past the fermenting process. And now you learn something. I also have, if I get done with this cream stout, which I'm already about halfway done with, I'm going to move on to their chocolate bock. And then if I finish that, I'll go to a nice, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
The dessert.
I got a deep bench.
Now that's a depth.
We also had, Aaron and I were at Boiler, it was a couple weeks ago now, but there was a raspberry habanero beer.
Oh, yeah.
It was really, really good, because they kept talking about how hot it was, but it wasn't. It was the perfect amount. It was the sour raspberry, and then like the habanero kind of cut it off at the end. Left a little bit of that burn taste on your mouth. I loved it. I don't know about Aaron, but I loved it.
Yeah. No, yeah, when it's just the flavor of the habanero and just a bit of that heat, it's perfect.
Yeah,
and they
when you catch
that
balance just right, it's a great accent to a beer.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, damn, now I'm thirsty. I'm glad I got beer here.
Speaking of beer, 2018 was a record year, which rhymes with beer, for movies. And I had the stat pulled up earlier, but something like $40-some billion at the box office last year.
Damn.
I don't know if you remember, it was like 2015 or 16 that everyone was saying movie theaters are dead because, you know, ticket sales were like the lowest they'd been in however long. Did you guys realize that if you make good movies, people will go see them?
I know, it's crazy.
No, I never considered that.
Well, neither had a lot of studios.
Well, true.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any movie news? I really wasn't paying attention this week. I'm back at work after 2 weeks off, and so I was trying to play catch up there.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't paid much attention.
I don't know if it's... Yeah, go ahead.
Do you have something, Aaron? Because I have nothing.
It's not much. Just one to comment on... The internet being the internet and creating a Bird Box challenge.
Yeah.
And we'll probably dive into that if we do a Bird Box episode. But yeah, people are challenging themselves to do tasks mostly around the house, blindfolded. But apparently some are trying to order fast food while blindfolded.
Wait, like...
And driving a vehicle.
Okay, so yeah, in the drive... Okay, so the drive-through lane is not
funny. I'm pretty sure
doing it in the store, though? Yeah. Hilarious.
That's pretty funny.
Walking, walking up to the counter, being like, sir, what can I get for you? I don't know! What do you have? Read me the menu. It's like, sir, I'm not reading you. I'll take a five. What's in a five?
Yeah, I wasn't going to reveal this till the end, but I'm recording this podcast with you guys while doing the Bird Box challenge. Anything that I'm saying.
Whoa, dude.
You can't tell, can you?
That's hardcore.
I thought there was something a little off.
I can hear it in the voice.
I keep banging into the computer even though I don't need to move at all. Did either of you watch that movie?
I have not yet.
Not yet.
Okay, I watched it over break, and it's not bad. I think they tried to do a little too much. They tried to put like the whole book into a two-hour movie. Also, since A Quiet Place just came out this year, and it's a very similar kind of base concept,
yeah,
you're always measuring it against that, the whole movie, and it's not as good.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
It seems like unfortunate timing, because it seems a little bit like A Quiet Place for Your Eyes.
Yep. That's pretty much it.
Keep those eyes quiet.
Oh, God. So, let's talk about, just briefly, let's each maybe say three of our favorite movies from 2018. I'm going to go ahead and go first. Just to say one movie that I think might be on all our lists, and we can maybe mention some others. I'm going to go ahead and say Avengers Infinity War. It delivered.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man, it delivered.
I was trying to think. I was watching Dan Merle on Screen Junkies does a weekly like box office breakdown thing, and it was a couple weeks ago when nothing opened. He did one for the whole year kind of thing. And the Avengers movies sell on average something like 20 million more tickets than the individual films. So there's a whole lot of people that only go see the Avengers movies. And what
That's a good
did
point.
They think of when they went into this movie? Because they don't explain anything to you.
That's a really good point. I hadn't considered that.
Because for me, it was awesome, but I follow the whole thing, and I've seen all the movies up to it.
Yeah, how do you catch up on that? Because, and I applaud Avengers for doing it, for not kind of holding your hand and taking you back through everything, you know, 20 movies bringing you up to this moment just to get, because if they did that, pretty soon the movies would have to be 5 hours long just to accommodate the like 120 minute intro. Can I tell you guys just a kind of a sick statistic that I stumbled over right now, like researching this?
Sick like evil or sick like 1994? And it's sick.
Sick with two C's.
Sick as in, like, what the hell? Teen Titans Go to the Movies got 91% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow. Huh.
To put that in perspective,
well, maybe it was, I mean, it
to put that in perspective, it tied with Crazy Rich Asians. Huh.
You know, I had heard that movie was better than anyone was expecting.
Well, yeah,
it
didn't
to
people
be.
Think
I
it
think
was...
that show is better than...
Yeah, the show's good. And I feel like the movie, a lot of people thought they were just putting it out there so they could be like, also get the DC Universe streaming, whatever, so you can see
sure.
it.
Sure.
Whatever. But that's good to know that it was good. I will see it someday, maybe.
But, so, Avengers Infinity War, something like, what, 20 movies in the making... the most epic crossover of all time. And I think there may be a disappointed fool or two out there, but I think fools they would be.
Yeah, I don't personally know anybody who follows the movies that didn't like Infinity War. There are people who I know that saw maybe a couple and were like, yeah, it was fine, which I totally understand if you don't really pay attention to it. Or the famous review in The New Yorker where the guy was confused as to who all the characters were. I don't know why you sent that guy to review this movie, but... It was the best, most expensive fan film ever made.
Yes, wholeheartedly agree.
So that's one of mine from
2018. That's a good one. Aaron, what do you got?
There are many to choose from, most of which I have not seen. But I guess for mine, it's not in any particular order, but the first one I'm going to mention is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yes. God, I haven't seen it yet.
Ben.
You haven't?
No, Ben. No, I haven't. I know.
Ben.
So it's probably going to win, like, best animated picture, but it should be up for best picture of the year.
It's so good. It's easily my favorite Spider-Man movie. It might be top three superhero movies for me. It's so good.
Yeah, it's up there.
It's so good.
It might... Yeah, I might be there with you movie-wise. I still like Tom Holland as Spider-Man a lot, but...
He's great.
Such a good Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, it's excellent.
I can't believe you haven't seen that one.
Oh, God. No, I have. Well, again, I don't, like, for contributing to a movie podcast, I don't go see a whole lot of flicks. So that is one that I've been meaning to see, but again, because of the timing that it came out and I've just been busy, I just haven't made it out to see that one yet.
Sure.
And while I really considered trying to twist Gina's arm into seeing Into the Spider-Verse on date night, she was pretty set on seeing Mary Poppins Returns.
No. Disney was just waiting for that lady to die so they could make that movie. She didn't want him to ever make a sequel.
I know, and
that may have been the most... That may have been the most genuine sound of disgust I've ever heard.
It was.
That being said...
you even... Ben the cat woke up and turned around. He's so disgusted.
Never trust the cat's reaction.
Oh, man.
This time only.
So, no, I haven't seen...
How was Mary Poppins? Because I didn't see
it. It's actually... It's really, really good. It was going to be on my top three list because...
Oh, sorry.
No, and I'm sorry to supersede your turn. But, yeah, I did not... Here's the thing. I don't know if Aaron remembers, but I certainly remember going up to our grandpa and grandma Tibble's place up in West Point, Nebraska, not the military school, and watching the VHS of Mary Poppins. I remember it, and I remember the movie pretty well. I didn't expect the nostalgia to get me very badly, and man, from the first 8 minutes of the movie, I was... already crying. And that just, it was just like a low level cry dripping through the whole movie. And it was great. Like there's every song is great except for the two that just kind of aren't, but that seems very in line with Mary Poppins.
That's kind of every musical. You got to have the middle bit where like you probably have kids there and they got to go to the bathroom sometime.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I won't say, I certainly wouldn't put it as competition for Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, but I say if you have time and money to see them both, definitely go see Mary Poppins Returns.
All right.
Sounds good. I will probably wait till it's at home. But you see, the thing, unlike you who lives in L.A., we have $5 Tuesdays here in Nebraska, so it's easier
this
for us
true.
To see cheap movies, which makes you want to see more movies. Or, well, makes it less awkward to see more movies.
Also, they have to put the calories next to everything they sell at the snack bar in California, and that just makes you not want to order anything.
See, they do here, but they don't have to have a particular font size, so it's so tiny you can't even read what that it is, actually says.
True. I can vouch.
Yeah, it has some calories in it, but who knows how many. I will go a little bit outside of the box on this one for my first one, mostly because I'm just amazed that they pulled it off into a coherent movie, and that is Aquaman, which just came out about a month ago, I think.
Have you seen it?
I saw it, yeah. It was very fun. It's insane. It's a little bit long, but I also don't know what they could have cut out, and it still have made sense as a story start to finish. Hmm. My one complaint, oddly enough, there's too much action. There's too many action scenes.
Hmm.
So by the like 20th one, you're like, oh boy, it's a fight again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Jason Momoa's having a lot of fun in it. They built this insane, crazy fantasy world, but they don't stop and explain everything to you to bog down all the movie. They're just like, there's giant seahorses and crab people here. Get used to it. This is how the world is.
I respect that decision.
Yeah.
I do too. Trust your audience. Like, you can throw a lot at an audience and they'll catch up if they're invested.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to explain all your rules as long as they kind of maintain.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's fun. It's really insane. And the special effects are fantastically good. Like, there's never really a moment that's jarring. The only jarring thing is when they're underwater, they do a little bit of voice modulation when people are talking.
Mm.
So it's distracting at first, but that you get used to it pretty quickly because most of the movie is underwater.
Sure. Mm.
But yeah, the special effects are amazing. Like, this was a... They put a lot of money into this one, and it shows, but not in the bad way.
Do you feel like Aquaman did a better job of telling the same story that Thor tried to tell?
Ooh. Oh, I maybe a little bit. That was a good one.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I would say Thor is probably still a better movie, but not by much. I think it's closer. I don't know. I would compare it more to Black Panther, but it's not.
We are, of course, talking about Dark World, right? Thor in the Dark World.
Oh, the best.
Yeah.
The best.
Okay, just, is there another one?
I'm making sure we were on the same page.
No, because I just watched. So I'm going through all the MCU movies again, just one a week up until Infinity or Endgame comes out. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, Thor's fine.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's not great, but it's pretty fun. And they told the story they wanted to tell.
I never loved the movie, but I never hated it. I didn't really get all this flack that it got. I do have a friend who has taken the footage and re-edited it so that none of the Asgard stuff happens until after you see, is it the Devastator? Is that the name of that big metal?
Destroyer.
The Destroyer.
The big robot, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So once it lands on Earth, then there's a big flashback and you see all the Asgard stuff leading up to the Earth thing and all the politics in the background. But up until that point, you don't know if, theoretically, you don't know if Thor is actually Thor or just a crazy person like all the humans believe him to be.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Interesting.
It would be, I haven't had a chance to see it yet. I would love to show it to someone who hasn't actually seen Thor.
Yeah.
Sure.
And see what they think.
Yeah, that'd be quite curious. I think, I don't know, I think they both did a good job of just kind of throwing you into the world. They do have Anthony Hopkins doing all the exposition at the beginning of Thor.
Yeah.
Like the backstory. Uh-huh. But I don't know, I think it was jarring because it wasn't long. It was only a couple of minutes long.
Sure.
So I don't know. That's a tough call. I'd have to watch them both again because Aquaman I saw like a month ago and then Thor I saw the other day again. So,
yeah.
But see Aquaman if you can see it in the theater. If you can see it for cheap in the theater, definitely do. It's a spectacle.
I'm interested because it did look pretty good as far as trailers go. Mm-hmm. I think for my second pick, I'm going to say Eighth Grade.
Nice.
That was a very solid movie. Very telling of our time, our day-to-day behavior, especially what a teenager has to deal with in this day and age. I think Doug put it best when said, you know, I would never want to balance a social media life alongside my normal life while also in middle school. That's holy crap.
Sounds like a nightmare.
It does.
Yeah. And Bo Burnham was able to capture all of that, like just the regular old being 12 and 13 and not really knowing where you fit in and all that stuff on top of Instagram and YouTube video likes and all that other crap that kids deal with now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think, and this might be a little cliche of movies or of movies that have an impact, but like I think this is a movie that really means something different to everyone who sees it. The people who are kind of going through this right now who see themselves or see their friends or see, you know, the life that's reflected back at them. There's the people who are the ages of the parents of those, you know, and even down to the mothers of those daughters or the fathers of those daughters, seeing the types of things that they're going through from their lens. Yeah, really, like, really intense and really honest.
Ben, what's your third one?
It's got to be...
Did you do a second one?
I did Mary Poppins Returns.
Okay, that's right.
I think my third one has got to be Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
I just, everything about it, I loved. I loved the soundtrack. I loved the story of it. The different costumes used by the tribes of Wakanda. And just, and you know, I went deep. I did research, or I read the articles about how, I can't remember the costume designer's name, but how they were inspired by different tribes in Africa. And oh my God, it's just everything about it was really cool. I don't know how I feel about its place at the Oscars.
Do you think, so I just looked it up. Ruth E. Carter was the costume designer. I think she definitely deserves to win the Oscar for best costumes. I think the favorite will win because stupid Victorian era period pieces always win. You don't think Black Panther should be nominated for other things?
No. Or... I do think it should be nominated for other things.
Okay.
I don't think it has a chance at Best Picture.
To win? No, unfortunately, it has no chance at all.
No chance at all. And so, but this, I like that it wasn't given this most popular or whatever the hell that throwaway category they were going to create basically just for it was.
Oh. Yeah. Forgot about that.
We forgot about it because there was a big uproar about it and they scrapped it, which never would have happened. The whole concept of it and the whole kind of like pandering attitude that it brought to light never would have happened without Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
So even more than the best-selling African-American superhero movie of all time or the best grossing, it also had real world effect, at least in the conversation.
Yeah, for sure. Tremendous movie.
Did we get through both? Doug, did you only give one or two?
I think I only gave one.
Yeah, it's just Aquaman.
Aquaman.
What's your number two, Doug?
And I am completely blank. I say I'm completely blank on what my number two was going to be.
You hear that?
Probably, and this was only on Netflix. Well, no, that's not true. They put it in some theaters, so it could be up for awards. But Roma, Alfonso Cuarón's latest thing.
I have not
about.
I've heard. Go ahead.
Have either of you seen that one?
No.
It's very good. It's about a indigenous, basically made for this rich Mexican family, and kind of how the bond that she has with the family, especially with the children, and kind of how her own life intersects with that. Apparently the director wanted to tell the story of a lady that he had in his home growing up that was very close to him in that similar way. And just the difference of how the parents sort of view them more as a tool, but as the kids, it's really a real life person who's essentially raising them. And then she's also dealing with things in her own life while also trying to be this parent / housekeeper, you know, and it's just really fantastic.
Right.
So watch that one. It's a good one.
Never stopped to watch it.
Yeah, I've heard good things.
It's good. It's a little bit long. You can, if you kind of get to the middle and take a break and watch it later, it's not really one that, the emotional impact is probably lessened a bit, but yeah, you can watch it in two sittings.
Cool.
All right. Aaron, your third.
Well, I probably would have also said Black Panther, but since that has already been talked about, I guess I can make this an honorable mention.
Sure.
Which would be Black Klansman.
Yeah. That's a good one.
And yeah, if that's another one you haven't seen, Ben, highly recommended.
Yeah, I honestly haven't, which is a real travesty because I'm actually friends with one of the co-writers.
Are you now?
Yeah, we went through Second City together. Good old David Rabinowitz.
Oh yeah,
funny, funny guy. But yeah, we went through.
Very. Go ahead.
No. I'm just saying.
Just name dropping.
He's a funny guy. I'm actually really, really pleased with myself because David Rabinowitz also co-wrote Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah.
And I haven't name dropped him once. The whole first season of Sots Watch, that though may have changed if I'd actually made it out to see one of his movies. I'm a terrible friend in person.
I was about to say. Well, this is quite the high prestigious honor being the first name drop of the first episode of season two. And then you just followed it up with, well, I haven't seen anything. Oh,
well, I think I'm not going to lie.
we'll have David Rabinowitz on and you can tell him that you haven't seen any of his movies.
Be like, David, I'm sorry. Let me count the ways.
But yeah, Black Klansman, very funny movie. Perfectly balances the comedy with the more dramatic, intense moments.
Yeah.
So I am a fan.
That was really good. Yeah, we watched that the other evening. Tremendous. Just a really good movie. I'm going to throw in three honorable mentions because these were all really good movies, but okay, I don't love the horror genre. Hereditary, which was great. Toni Collette was great. The movie was, I didn't love it, but I could tell it was really well made. If you love psychological horror, that's a great one. A Quiet Place, which I think we mentioned earlier.
Kind of. We referenced it in relation to Bird Box.
That's right, because it's better than better than Bird Box. No, but it's really good.
Bird Box sounds like a new streaming service.
Doesn't it?
It sounds like a rejected idea for Twitter.
Interesting.
Let's make this social media. I know, we'll call
maybe
it Bird
Twitter
Box.
Was called at one point.
How about Twitter? Let's go with Twitter.
Bird Box is Twitter's monthly subscription personal grooming kit.
They're loot crate.
Yeah.
You just get a bunch of papers with like the trending hashtag of that time.
You get a pair of tweetsers?
No.
go ahead.
One more honorable mention, because not a lot of people saw it, because they didn't leave it in the theater long, Annihilation, starring Natalie Portman, the director of Ex Machina. What's Alex Garland?
I heard nothing but good
things. Yeah, it was really good. The ending got a bit weird and rushed. I think, it's a very good movie, and it's supposed, I don't know if it's still on Netflix, it was for a long time, but seek that one out. I won't talk about it because it's kind of hard to not spoil it, but long drum roll of me talking over myself. My third will probably be the documentary Won't You Be My Neighbor about Mr. Rogers. Mm. Came out early in the year.
Ooh.
That was just a really good one, especially what growing up. Now, we would have grown up that the show was either just in reruns or at its tail end, but still very fond memories of that show, and it's cool to look back and kind of, and it's a fluff piece. They don't really get into like too much behind the scenes. There's a little bit, there's the openly gay act that was on there that Mr. Rogers was like, well, you could just don't be gay and we, it'll be fine. And they kind of wash over that real quickly, but he did change his views later in life.
Sure.
On that. But yeah, it was really good to just see how he came up with the concept on just a local TV station, and it just exploded over time, and the way he saw television as a tool to do good and not just sell toys, and his kind of unfortunately fruitless fight against that over his entire career, and how to talk to kids about real life issues that they're experiencing too, and just ignoring them when they have questions doesn't, solve their problems and that kind of thing. So it was really, really well done. Really good.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and throw in an honorable mention as well, because I didn't think about it until you just mentioned it. But it is also a documentary. It is Love, Gilda, the story of Gilda Radner.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Really, really fun. Obviously, like being a liking SNL and being like a Second City nut, I love Gilda Radner. And this was just like a really like sweet retelling of her story. And it reminds you why she's great, why she's like still a legend to comedians who were like never even alive during her comedy career, but has a huge, huge following. And just hearing everyone talk about her is really sweet as well. Also, I'm going to throw in Ant-Man and the Wasp because it was a hell of a lot of fun.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So that's 2018. Mm,
that was fun.
It's done. It's dead. It's in the books. Let's stop talking about it. I'm sick of it. Let's move on to 2019. Where there's hope. There's some stuff that has yet to be. We could see some really impressive things in 2019. There are some powerful names on this list. So, Doug, I'm going to let you start. Why don't you real quick run through... You said you pared it down to kind of a top 13?
Yeah, I have a top 10. And so what we're doing is we're doing what we think the top 10 box office movies will be. Not the top 10, like how good are these movies, but how much money they make.
Yeah,
I can do a top 10. I just have a couple that could sneak in there.
Include them. That's fine.
But
let's hear them.
Okay. Well, I'll do my 10 that I think are pretty for sure. Captain Marvel and Dumbo, both in March. Both Disney movies. There's a lot of Disney on here. Avengers Endgame, probably going to do okay. I did put Aladdin in there in May.
Okay.
I could see that. I don't know. It depends on if the movie's good or not. I could see that not making it, but I think it'll still get in there because people will be like, ooh, remember Aladdin. I have Toy Story 4, Spider-Man 2, and The Lion King, all end of June to end of July. I also, then I go all the way to the end of the year. Last weekend in November, I have Frozen 2, which I didn't even know was coming out. December 13th, I have Jumanji 2. I think that'll sneak in there. And then, of course, on the horizon, Christmas weekend, Star Wars Episode 9 does not have a title yet, but And then I also, so my dark horses would be, I have Us by like Jordan Peele's new horror movie. I think it'll get enough attention because Get Out was so well received, but I don't know if that's the kind of movie that can make top 10 money at the end of the year. It too, I put in there because of how phenomenal the first one was. I don't know if they can recreate that or whatever. And then I put Godzilla King of the Monsters as a potential sneaking in there. Maybe. I think that of the three that I have as dark horses, I think that is the least likely to get in. But you know, if it's a good movie, it could blow up.
Absolutely. Okay.
So yeah, Disney well represented on my list. Disney, Marvel, Pixar.
I like that.
Aaron? Well, I get the feeling that it's going to be a very similar list. I don't necessarily have a particular order, rhyme, or reason.
Sure.
I think somehow the Lego Movie 2 will probably break top 10. I just get that feeling. Because the first one was pretty good, and obviously
I can see that.
Large audience for that.
Plus Chris Pratt.
Plus Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt sells. He's just, he can sell anything. Captain Marvel, sure. Dumbo, probably. I'm thinking maybe Shazam might break top 10 somehow. Maybe on like the,
I can see that.
On like the back half, I would say. Somewhere in 5 to 10 range.
People really want it to be good, so if it is, you might be onto something.
It looks pretty good anyway. And I'm sure DC fans are itching for, I mean, obviously Wonder Woman wasn't bad. Aquaman is apparently pretty damn good. I heard good things about Justice League. I never saw it, but
it was fine.
Anyway, I'm kind of rambling now. Endgame, of course.
Yeah, I think that's a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be, if not number one.
That I don't even think it. Right, Aladdin probably. I could see that doing pretty well. Toy Story 4, of course. Spider-Man 2, Lion King. God, what else do we got here? I don't even remember which number I'm on now. How many I've listed?
5 or 6, maybe.
So yeah, Frozen 2 for sure. Star Wars Episode 9, of course. I think It Chapter 2 will probably make it top 10 because the first one is so well received and it's just a good movie. God, I don't know. Maybe John Wick 3.
I was thinking about that.
I mean, it seems like the first two were pretty well received. Oh, I forgot Dumbo. Dumbo will probably make that over John Wick. But yeah, I agree. Us as a dark horse. I'll put John Wick as a dark horse. I'm also going to put Detective Pikachu.
I have Detective Pikachu as a dark horse.
Because that, I mean, it looks way better than I ever would have anticipated.
Plus, Ryan Reynolds is, again, he sells.
Yep.
Yes.
Plus, like, Pokemon, fucking, we remember the beginning of Pokemon, but Pokemon has a huge audience now that includes people far younger than you or I.
Yeah, it kind of just kept going.
Yeah.
That's a curious one, because, that's one, I can see why you guys put that on there, because that could really catch fire overseas, if it doesn't here.
It really could, yeah.
So, I have a few areas where I disagree with you guys.
How dare you?
I do not think Dumbo is going to do particularly well.
Really?
Yep. I think it's going to flop.
Okay.
I think it is going to teach Disney a valuable lesson. It won't, but it should. And that is, one, we need to let Tim Burton fail so that he learns a lesson himself and grows as an artist. Okay. Because this just looks like more of the same stuff.
But did you see Alice in Wonderland 2? Because he's failed recently.
That's true. I forget. But he needs to take those failures and make something of them. Dumbo is just a terrifying story in a lot of ways already, and they just seem to really embrace a lot of what was terrifying about it and just go with more. I don't think Dumbo has often been a favorite with many people. It just seems, I don't know, I don't have a good feeling about Dumbo doing well. I maybe this is my emotions getting the better of me. It's gotta be. I just don't think Toy Story 4 is going to do that well.
Really?
I don't know. It's like, who was asking for this? Toy Story was such a good, Toy Story 3 was such a good ending. Toy Story 4, I don't know, man. I was pretty skeptical when Toy Story 2 came out. But Toy Story 2, I think, is probably pretty arguably better than Toy Story 1. And then Toy Story 3 was a really great ending to that. I just don't see how the story is going to be good enough to warrant the fourth one.
I would say for the most part, I would agree with you. I will say there's always going to be a demand for that, though, simply because, you know, it's targeted at kids. Obviously, there's plenty of jokes for the adults to get, but first and foremost, it's targeted at kids, and kids are always going to want to see movies about their favorite toy characters. They're not going to give a crap about the story.
No, yeah, that's true. But they're making Toy Story over again, only this time, the fork doesn't think it's a toy for a completely different reason than Buzz Lightyear didn't think he was a toy, but it looks like it's going to be the same story. So I think it's a soft reboot of Toy Story.
Perhaps.
Interesting.
But we'll see. I mean, that was based on a teaser trailer.
Sure.
So
my list goes Lego 2, the second part. I think you're right. I think that's going to be a family hit, and I think it's going to make a lot of money. Captain Marvel, I think, has got it in the bag. I mean, it would have to be a pretty bad movie to not do spectacularly well.
Never say never, but...
Never say never, but I just don't see that happening right now. We'll see. After Endgame, which is also on my list, but after Endgame, that's when I'll give Marvel movies the chance of maybe flopping a little bit more, because we don't know what the universe is going to look like on the other side of Endgame.
That's fair.
And there's every chance that they're gonna have to start like casting some new heroes and things, and that could really turn off some of their fan base. Could also attract new ones. That's always the chance. Frozen 2, I didn't know that was coming out. I'm kind of mad that it's coming out, but here it comes, and good God, get ready for Bring It Back, whatever the hell the new song is.
It's all about that mercenary, baby.
Greyhound, I think, is going to do really well. Maybe I'm over-guessing, but World War II movies and World War II movies with Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
It just seems like what America wants right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one I debated for a long time, but like I just, with what I had already, I couldn't find a place for it. I think it's going to do really well no matter what.
Shazam, but... I think is going to do really well. I think DC is feeling themselves a little bit after Aquaman had some better success than most of their movies have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're starting to find a voice that isn't like Superman and Batman. You know, it's like, you know, it doesn't all have to be doom and gloom and fucking demigod epics.
I do sincerely hope that the next Batman and Superman movie has that voice as the intro. Like the intro logo comes in, then Superman and Batman.
You got it. Nope, that's we'll send it to DC and see what they think. You Are My Friend, I think he's going to make it in there. Again, Tom Hanks sells movies, and it's Mr. Rogers. And I mean, it's hard getting anyone into a movie theater to see a documentary. But a biopic is different. And I think more people will go see You Are My Friend than they went to see, was it Won't You Be My Neighbor? Spider-Man Far From Home. Homecoming was great. This has got to be at least as exciting, at least as big of a draw. Lion King, clearly, I think Lion King's going to do better than Aladdin. I think Lion King is going to be a more polished, better thought out product, and Aladdin looks cheesy and kind of simple.
Also, are you concerned at all that Guy Ritchie is making an Aladdin musical?
Why, Doug, whatever do you mean?
I mean, you know what I mean. Guy Ritchie's a really fun filmmaker, but this is not in his wheelhouse at all, in my opinion. I mean, who knows? But The Lion King HD remaster, that's on your list.
Okay. And Star Wars 9, it has to be. Like, I don't think there's a way around it.
No. Can you imagine a scenario where that even finishes in the bottom five?
Right. No.
No. I can't.
I think this will be the test. If this movie is good enough, you know, by those fan standards, those fickle fan standards, which it almost can't be. It almost cannot be good enough, no matter what it does.
You're going to either anger the people who loved episode 7 that hated 8, or the people that loved 8 and hated 7. Because they can only go one direction, really, at this point. And I think they're going to go back to Force Awakens' direction. But we'll see.
I just think that this is, again, if this one does well, we will see much more in the way of the Star Wars as we know it. But if this one doesn't do particularly well, then there is a chance that we go back to Star Wars the way we knew it as when we were children. And that is, they leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
pump out that extended universe. I think if episode 9 somehow, let's say, and this is a weird scale, but makes 800 million or less worldwide, I think Lucasfilm has a new person in charge fairly quickly. And then, yeah, I think you're right. I think they take a couple years off. They're definitely going to try again.
Well, they paid too much for the property.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. We'll do a Star Wars episode at some point. I just don't know if a movie a year is too much and people will stop caring real quickly, as we saw with Solo.
Honorable mentions that I think either could sneak up and make it into the top 10 if they perform really, really well, slash movies that should do better than they probably are going to do. Godzilla King of the Monsters, John Wick Chapter 3, Zombieland 2.
Oh, I forgot about that, yeah.
Us, Shaft, which I think is actually going to surprise a lot of people. I think that if that movie is as fun as it could be, God, I hate that word. If it's as entertaining as it could be, that movie could do really well. Just some movies that I'm very interested in, but don't know that they'll actually do that well or they'll even really be worth mentioning. Hellboy, Alita Battle Doll.
Battle Angel,
thank you. And Artemis Fowl. Do you know anything about Artemis Fowl?
A little bit. One of my nephews read some of the books, I think, or niece, whatever. One of my sister's kids read a couple of the books and told me about them.
It feels very responsive to Harry Potter. Mm. Artemis Fowl is a young, rich, brilliant young American boy who travels around the world, and he's so smart that he discovered that fairies and every, like, all magic is real. And I think in the first book, he's actually the villain. He tries to expose the fairy world. And in the course of the story, he learns that he should help protect them and that they're his friends.
So that's just one you're interested in, you said?
Yeah, I long time ago picked up one of the books at random and read it. And it was entertaining, so I'm interested to see how it does. The movies I'm most excited for that probably won't do very well, Sonic the Hedgehog and Master of the Universe.
I was wondering if you were going to name that one or not. Masters of the Universe.
I know nothing about it at this point.
I didn't know they were coming out with a Masters of the Universe movie.
As of now, it comes out in December. There really isn't much about it yet. They have the directors and stuff like that, and the writer, like, the script is done and they're filming it. But
have they announced who's in it?
Let me click on it. Not that I have seen, but I also haven't been paying attention. No, it really doesn't look like it.
My first guess is Will Arnett as Skeletor.
That'd be good.
Hey, He-Man! How about you get out of Grayskull? Subject yourself to some of my illusions.
Films. It's not like they don't even have it on Wikipedia yet. That movie might not come out this year.
Well, I feel like not that long ago I saw a slated Thundercats movie that just never ended up materializing.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Isn't there a Matrix reboot coming out?
I feel like they've been saying that for several years. I haven't seen much like concrete.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Man, that first movie was so good, and then the rest were not good at all.
Yeah, but as forward-thinking as it was,
agreed.
Already outdated, as in, like, where are you going to find a fucking payphone?
That's a good point.
Anyone
that movie
teleports into, like, 2015 or after is just stuck.
There's the conspiracy that we live in the Matrix, because that movie comes out, and then suddenly cell phones really got big, and now we don't even have landlines anymore.
Oh my God.
Any movies that you want to see, Aaron, that maybe won't make as much money?
I'm going to say it.
Yep.
And I think we all know what I'm going to say.
When does that come out? Is it summer?
Monster Hunter. I really don't know if it's even slated for 2019. I assume it is. Probably a summer
2019,
flick.
2019, it's
same. I would
same
wager.
As a release
that's
date.
Their best bet. Well, there you go. Yeah, that's one that I have to see. There's not even like maybe I'll go see it. No, I have to see this movie.
You gotta hope.
And like I've said before, I have to see it as this sort of tongue-in-cheek nod.
It's gonna take itself so seriously.
But it will probably.
It is.
It's gonna take itself
that's
so
the only hope
seriously.
I have.
Ron Perlman's in it, and maybe he won't let
Ron Perlman's in it.
It's going to take itself very seriously, and I'm yes, going to be.
Are you sure Uwe Boll isn't directing this?
No, dude, it's Paul W.S. Anderson.
Because this yeah. sounds a lot like
guess which role?
The other movie that I'll go ahead and name in the name of the king.
So let me give you his filmography, Ben, and maybe you'll feel a little better. I'm just going to throw some random movies out there that he's okay. Directed. All the Resident Evil movies, it looks like.
Fantastic.
Death Race.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Oh, and maybe a little movie you've heard of called Mortal Kombat.
Yep.
From 1995.
Oh, again, anyone who's up on their SOTS watch yep. knowledge knows that Mortal Kombat, circa 1995, is the best video game movie ever made.
It is. I think it was a clean sweep on this show.
I think it was. I think we all agreed.
This is confirmed. This is SOTS watch.
That has
confirmed.
Got to be the best video game movie of all time. Now, that being said,
yeah,
I have not seen the Silent Hill movies, nor do I particularly care for the Silent Hill games. So that's a caveat that probably should have existed in that episode. But
the first Silent Hill was, the atmosphere was tremendous, but the movie was kind of very stupid.
Sure.
Unfortunate. But I think this goes to show there's hope, Aaron. There's hope that this movie might be not horrible.
Yeah, and that's what I hear. This director is actually a huge Monster Hunter fan, so he might do it some justice.
Hopefully. I mean,
we'll see.
I mean, hey, like, I'm actually, you know what? I've got some new hope in the new year.
Well, there you go.
I'm a little excited now.
I've got one for you that I'm very excited for, and it's Todd Phillips and Joaquin Phoenix Joker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I do want to see what that's about.
Yeah, it looks so bizarre. And I can't tell if it's a movie about like the Joker against Batman, or if it's a meta movie about a guy who tries to become the Joker, but the Joker like is a fictional character in that universe, or what it is about. But it looks bizarre, and I'm very, very curious.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, he'll be good.
I think
even if the movie's not.
Yeah, exactly. Like, even if the movie is terrible, he's fantastic. I can't think of a performance of his that I didn't think was great.
He's like Sam Rockwell in that way. Even in the bad movies, they're the best part of it often. Sigourney Weaver is the same way.
Absolutely.
Even in the Alien Resurrection or whatever that movie was, she was really good. She gave it her all.
Yeah. That movie wasn't as bad as everyone gave it.
Now, it's not the worst movie ever made, but what are you going to do?
So, movies that I am a little baffled by. First of all, Men in Black Internet.
Yeah. The trailer was bad.
The trailer's bad. It looks uninspired, unexciting. And also, like, aren't the Men in Black intergalactic? Like, what? What's the... I don't see the need for a Men in Black International when you're dealing with forces that come from other solar systems.
How xenophobic have you been? I'm sure, knowing that franchise, I'm sure they will do it. There'll be a jokey explanation for that, I hope, anyway. Of like, we're dealing with the whole universe. Why is Liam Neeson does get to use his real accent, which is rare.
Yeah, good for him. He gets to relax that American muscle.
That trailer is really bad, though.
It's not very exciting. Also, what just a, like, to reference Rick and Morty, what a heartless money grab. And it just, it looks just as much as Men in Black was like, Ray-Bans, put your Ray-Bans on. Hey, Ray-Bans. This one looks like Lexus. Do you drive a Lexus? Let me pull back the logo on my Lexus. Is it Lexus?
I think it's a Lexus in this new one.
I can't remember.
It was like a Ford,
whatever the fuck,
can't even, Victoria or something in the original one, but that was the joke.
Yeah.
But we also have to understand that
up,
they're
Aaron.
Giving it to the movie's 20.
I just love the hard lead. Into,
is it a Lexus?
Oh, by the way, Lexus. Is it Lexus? Shit. What?
Anyone who drives a Lexus sucks. Was it a Lexus?
Sorry. Sorry. Car brand.
It's a 20-year-old
car
movie.
Brand. Check out my car brand.
There you go.
Well, I'm sure Lexus paid a lot of money. But it's a 20-year-old movie. And again, soft reboots are the wave of the future where. They're trying to draw us in because we remember it as kids, but they're also trying to get kids, you know, who are 10 to 14 now as new consumers.
Yeah.
So
once upon a time in Hollywood, if it weren't Tarantino, I'd be excited. If it were Tarantino before we all figured out that our instincts were correct and he was a big creepy loser, mm-hmm. I would have been excited about it. At this point, do we really need to give that guy money? Like, who's funding it? Weinstein?
Well, I wouldn't take it that far, but yeah, you're not. Yep.
I mean, it's just like, ugh. Again, some of his movies are among my favorite movies. Like, I love Django Unchained. I love Pulp Fiction. Inglourious Basterds, I think, is his masterpiece.
That is a great movie.
And it is a masterpiece, but man, he sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And finally, to leave you with this as I depart my soapbox, the Addams Family reboot.
What?
From the director. Oh, yeah. It's from the director of Sausage Party.
Oh.
Who?
The comedy geniuses who directed Sausage Party.
Greg Tiernan. I don't know anything about them.
I know is that I've...
But look at the cast,
I've seen Sausage Party, and I'm not excited about what they might do. I don't know. I mean, the animation looks cool. It's a good cast. Huh.
You never know. That could be one of those movies. I mean, any of them could be, right? But that could be one of those movies where you look at it and you're like, that's going to be stupid.
Yeah.
And then it's just fine.
No, you're right.
Like Aquaman. Or I'm trying to think of some recent examples. The first Anchorman. That looked real stupid.
Yeah, it did.
It's one of the better comedies of all time.
It was a really good movie.
I really hope.
It still exists.
I know this is super unlikely, but I really hope that Monster Hunter comes out and it's universally loved, but Aaron still hates it. Like, I hope it's like up for like best picture. Like they did it. They made a fantastic universe. Mila Jovovich finally hit her stride. And Aaron's like,
she gets the Oscar nomination. She's so long deserved.
And I'll be the crab. Well, this monster should have made this noise, not that one.
Ugh. It's pronounced Hyperion, not Hyperion.
I hope that, I hope it opens up new avenues of Monster Hunter love to demographics the genre had never known, the game series would have never seen. I hope Monster Hunter blows up like Pokemon.
Like our parents are like, did you see Monster Hunter 3?
Yeah.
Better than the last?
Yeah, I hope everyone is so into it and like carrying the little plastic swords around and wearing little Rathalos helmets as fashion. And Aaron is just walking around in jeans and a t-shirt hating it. I mean, hope honestly, it's water everywhere, but not a drop to drink for Aaron.
Honestly, like all the talk of opening avenues, I was on board. And then you had to mention what a crab I am. You're not wrong. just saying.
I want to see a bunch of like plush poogies, the little pig, in like Hot Topic. And see all the little 13-year-old goth girls running out with the poogies and being like, oink, oink! And just...
They don't say oink, God!
Like, kick it.
Fucking, ugh.
Should we try to pick the movies that our devoted listeners will find as their favorites for next year?
I think one way or the other, we are going to be talking a lot about It Chapter 2.
Yes.
I think you're right.
Definitely.
I think we are either going to be rather astounded at how well they pull off the, I think, kind of universally understood, uninspired second act to that story.
The more boring part.
I think even people who read the book are kind of like, it's better when they're kids.
Well, and it's weird, because the adult stuff is like, it's pretty much told in a flashback, and the adults, I don't know, not much happens to them until the end, so we'll see. I think Alita Battle Angel is going to flop a little bit, Ben, I've got to be honest.
I'm almost positive it's going to. I don't know. It seems like an important movie to me for some reason, and I can't quite put my finger on it.
Do you think it was a mistake to have her have big anime eyes and no one else?
I would agree with that. I would say that's a big problem for me.
Also, and you guys might have to go back and tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like in earlier trailers, her eyes were bigger than they are now. I think he's shrunk them down a bit, but I might be just crazy.
You might be right. They're still disgustingly disproportionate.
I think what you're running into is that, clearly it's the uncanny
valley.
Yeah,
it's weird, especially when you're only doing it with the one character.
I don't know. I would have to watch it again. It didn't bug me a whole lot.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I think this movie is important, is because of the character design. Because I think this is one of the better interpretations of kind of big-eyed anime-style character brought into a more photorealistic character design.
But that's why it's important that it fails, because I hate it.
But we're going to start seeing this, man. Like, yeah, American storytellers are running out of stuff to draw from. So we're going to start seeing the Cowboy Bebop, the, Dragon Ball. You know, we're going to see another Dragon Ball movie for sure.
We already got White Ghost in the Shell, Ben. What more do you want?
Yeah, right. No. But I mean, seriously, like, this is, and there's enough of a fan base in America now that it I'm sure makes an appealing target. It's just that one of them has to do it right. Just kind of where we're waiting for our Mortal Kombat of the anime movie world, I think, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't The Matrix the best live action anime movie ever
it's
made?
It's pretty
though?
Good. I would argue that Fifth Element is in that same boat, though.
Yeah. Okay. You could do that. Very easily fit that in there.
Sure.
Man, that's a good movie.
It's one of my top fives.
Blade Runner's pretty close. It's not sort of flippy around sci-fi or jumping around action anime. Excuse me. It's more like the sci-fi stuff. Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah. We got the comic book movies. Those are pretty close, too.
They're close, but they're different, I think. Although I would say some of them kind of bridge that gap, because some comic books tend to bridge that gap. I think The Crow and Dread both kind of find ways to play that anime they do it differently. The Crow goes that very like black and white ink looking world,
noir,
and then Dread does that very, you know, high future, everything is a technology that the filmmaker and the people in the world understand, but we don't need to explain it to you because it's not important to you.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Well put.
Really? Because I felt like I rambled, but I'm glad I got it across.
Oh, it made sense to me.
Probably says more about you than
either. Either you have any more movies you're really looking forward to next year, whether they'll make money or not. There's a lot. When I looked on that list, there's a bunch that I'm like, you know, that sounds pretty neat, but
yeah,
many of them won't be, unfortunately. Yeah.
I guess I would mention Glass.
Oh, yeah.
Although I have not seen either of the previous two movies.
I need to rewatch Unbreakable, and I need to see Switch.
Split.
Yep.
Yeah, I need to. I haven't seen Unbreakable since, around the time, sometime in the late 90s, early 2000s, whenever it came out. And then, Split's pretty good. They're not really related until the last possible second. But yeah, Glass looks like it could be interesting.
I'm excited to see it. You know, I like Shyamalan. I just, The Last Airbender. I can't forgive him. I won't.
He swings for the fences. He just does not connect every time.
No, he doesn't.
But when he does,
when he does, it's really good. And he's a good storyteller. I like his storytelling. But man, he just burned me once, Shyamalan. Shame on you.
Burned me three or four times. Neither of you mentioned Hellboy. That seems like the kind of movie you guys would enjoy.
I think Ben brought that up.
I think I did bring
that
up.
Yeah, you did.
I meant to, as my honorable mention. Here's the thing. I think it's going to be a perfectly fun and entertaining, exciting movie.
I was going to say, he had to correct the fun word.
I know. God damn it. I can't stop using it.
It's going to be fine.
Fun, entertaining.
I think, oh my God, now I'm blanking on his name. Who's taking over as Hellboy?
David Harbour?
Yep. That's it.
Stranger Things, most famously recently.
Of Stranger Things.
Yeah.
I think he's going to do great. I think Ron Perlman was the natural choice when he was a younger man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think he did a great job. I actually really liked the original two Hellboy movies. But this one looks a little more refined, if that makes sense. Everything looks a little more real, a little more tactile, a little more dangerous and dirty. Not quite so like, I'm pretty sure the good guys will win because good always saves the day. Yeah, the good guy looks kind of like a demon, but he's a good guy. It looks a little more like, he's a demon, though.
Or like that comic book world.
Yeah. Plus, the flaming horns and the flaming sword look pretty badass in the trailer.
Yeah, they do.
They sure do.
Aaron, anything else? There's one that we haven't mentioned at all that I will bring up, but you got any more?
Well, no, by all means.
One, I think 15 years ago, we would have picked this in our top 10 easily. X-Men Dark Phoenix comes out in June.
I had that on my list, yeah. Too.
I hope it's good, but the
I don't think
Apocalypse
it's
was just, eh. Days of Future Past was decent.
I heard Apocalypse was pretty bad.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, too. Heard a lot of people. I thought it was fine.
Days of Future Past was pretty good.
Days of Future Past was good.
But Days of Future Past leaned real heavily on Wolverine.
Yeah. The X-Men movies without Wolverine are...
Exactly.
Well, no, that's not true. First Class was really good.
First Class was entertaining. I think Days of Future Past is a better movie, and I think a large part of that is due to Hugh Jackman's Wolverine.
Yep. He should have been nominated for Logan, by the way. Not one, but he should have been nominated
for
Logan.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just seeing him as an actor and that character develop together, not hit, because clearly he's gotten better as he's gotten older. He's just more experienced. I don't necessarily like give Wolverine credit for making him a good actor. But see how he has refined that character through that character's arc in the movies. I mean, think about the movie X-Men Origins Wolverine versus Logan.
Yeah. Oh, night and
both
night
of those.
Day.
Yeah. Both of those movies exist. Like, they're out there, and it's the same character and the same actor telling that character's story. But by God, Logan is an amazing film by any standard.
Yep. I'm going to watch that tomorrow. I haven't watched that in a while.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we should start doing
that's a great movie.
Sotswatch double features where we watch a terrible movie alongside a great movie.
We should do that.
Call it a double shot feature or something like they do at the bars where you get, you pay like $6 and you get a Corona and a shot of Jose Cuervo.
Call that a forgotten evening.
There you go.
That's it. I'm looking forward to no more movies next year.
Yeah, that's about. There were things that caught my eye.
There's
and
always one that pops up.
Things that I think there's a retelling of the Mel Gibson movie What Women Want called What Men Want.
Oh, that's not
actually.
Oh, no.
I think it looks interesting.
They're remaking The Grudge again.
I saw that.
What?
Here's the synopsis: a remake of the American remake of the Japanese horror favorite.
Why?
Oh,
critical darling Andrea Riseborough? I don't even know who that is.
Also, How to Train Your Dragons might do surprisingly well.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, it could. I have no idea who this lady is.
That one could surprise us all. True. Also, low-end chance, but possibility, Where'd You Go, Bernadette was a really well-selling book, so there's always the chance that it may get...
Yeah, it's possible, but... Linklater is so full of himself anymore that the movie's just going to be art house garbage, is my guess.
Oh, I also forgot that there's a Pet Sematary remake coming out.
Yeah. There's a lot of, like, award movies. Like, there's Rocketman, Elton John biopic, which is, I mean, they're moving those movies up into, like, May and stuff now because, like, well, we might as well make a little bit of money while we're trying to win
it's
awards.
Also weird that, like, I don't know. I always feel like it's weird when it's like, let's do a biopic of this person who's alive. Like,
yeah, it's kind of weird.
I didn't.
Did you see Bohemian Rhapsody?
I have not.
It's a fun movie. Oh boy, really? Did they have fun with timeline on
really?
That. That's what happens when the one guy who, well, Freddie Mercury's dead. So they just were like, remember the Bad album? Yeah, that was the one he did by himself in Munich. Like,
yeah.
That's not what happened, members of Queen, and we know it. But it's a super fun movie that just plays Queen music start to finish. And Rami Malek's excellent. But anyway, I agree with you that when they're still alive,
yeah, not that weird. I'm eager for him to depart us, but
no.
That literally does it for me.
Anything else?
I have mentioned every movie I wrote down.
Well,
I even started to just mention some that are on Rotten Tomatoes as coming out.
Oh, Downton Abbey might do some business because
sure.
of how popular the show
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I can see that doing okay, but I don't see it getting into the top 10 or even really that close. You never know. But
another movie that's like, why the hell is this movie getting a sequel? Why is Angry Birds 2 a
it
thing?
It is.
Because the first one made a bunch of money.
Oh, God.
Did it really?
Yeah, it did. A lot of money.
Ugh. That's disappointing. I'm so frequently just disappointed in us as a species.
Well, the best part about the Angry Birds movie was that it came out like 5 years after people kind of stopped playing that yeah, game, right? Any real numbers.
Yeah.
Like, but maybe it was fine. You know, maybe
Charlie's Angels is getting a soft reboot.
Yeah, I saw that too. Hobbs and Shaw. I didn't put that up there. I almost did because that's a Fast and Furious spinoff.
Yeah.
But I just don't think it makes – I think it's going to do well, but – just without everybody else, I think it's going to fall a little bit short.
Yeah. Untitled Terminator Project.
I saw that.
Yeah, there's no way that comes out this year, right?
I can't imagine.
It's called Untitled Terminator Project, for the love of God.
Yeah, it says, at the end of it, it says, even if it will reportedly see Sarah Connor pass the torch to a new female lead. I don't think so, Terminator timeline.
Probably not.
I think you have established fairly well that the Connors are pretty much the central figure of your timeline.
Yeah, but Sarah Connor doesn't live forever.
That's true. And also, they what didn't they show that Connor was a Terminator in the last movie or some bullshit?
Yeah, but I think they're going to once again ignore the movie.
Excuse me, not in the movie, in the first trailer.
Oh, gracious.
In what was maybe the best marketing decision ever.
Oh, that director was pissed. As you would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely. Okay. We could ramble forever.
I got one shout out we need to do.
Do it.
Because yesterday we lost a legend, Mean Gene Okerlund.
Oh.
Longtime WWE ringside guy, announcer, interview specialist.
Legend.
And former Nebraska Cornhusker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Died at 76, and that was very sad. That's one of the celebrities as a kid that, like, I was like, Mean Gene's the best, and you don't really know why. Well, because I watched wrestling as a kid. But
sure.
It's probably a big part of it, but
sad news in entertainment.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Gene Okerlund.
Also, Bob Einstein played Super Dave Osborne, which is what kept coming to mind. He also passed away. Both of them 76, and Captain and Tennille, also 76, died yesterday. So
what is going on? The 76 club.
Yeah, don't be 76 yesterday, apparently.
Yeah, don't be, what is it, 28 or 76? Those are killer years for geniuses. So.
Yeah, I didn't, Captain and Tennille, I didn't, there's some songs I recognize.
I don't know if Captain's a genius, I'm not.
But yeah, Bob Einstein.
I'm not trying to discredit the man, I just am not unfamiliar with his body.
Well, that's odd, because Fallout 76 is also killing itself, so that's.
Oh my God, Aaron's right. There's a conspiracy here. And we have to uncover it. You know, we need Num1 Hug Ninja to help us out.
Num1 Hug Ninja, calling you. Also calling Pants Manager. Also calling my favorite Sosker, Patrick Rothfuss, even though I'm pretty sure you still haven't listened to a single episode and you won't return any of my letters or phone calls. Assemble!
We also have my brother who's sort of generally roots for, well, you guys' success, but...
I'll take it. Sotskers, let's go.
Speaking of Sotskers, how about you tell us what your favorite 2018 movies are, what your most anticipated 2019 movies are, and also, I'm throwing down a challenge.
Uh-oh.
How about you at Sotswatch on Twitter, on Facebook, what have you.
Instagram.
With the hashtag... Instagram, thank you. With the hashtag, Aaron hasn't seen... Give us a list of 10 movies you think I have not seen. And I'll try to comment with how many I have seen. And it'll be like a game of Mastermind. Which one has he seen?
I think that'll be good. And then on the next episode, we can take some of the ones you haven't seen and you try to give the synopsis of what you think the movie is.
Fantastic. I love it. I can't wait, Sotskers.
That's all.
Show me what you got. All right. Well, Sotskers, you've done it. It's the first one of the new year, and you wasted an hour and a half with us almost. Lucky you, and lucky us. And thanks for coming back. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. That's where you're going to send hashtag Aaron hasn't seen. That's what it is.
Yep.
At any rate, you can find us. We are SotsWatch, SotsWatch. One last time, I'm Ben.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Doug.
Keep watching Sots.